This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. With a brief nod to Abraham Maslow, we'll note here as a way to set up this next story that shelter is among the most basic of human needs. It's right down there at the bottom of his pyramid. But where and how you live, what kind of shelter, in other words, gets to a lot more than your health and safety. That's the basic idea behind our series, Adventures in Housing. And sometimes the shelter itself is an adventure. Marketplace's Amy Scott has our story.
In the middle of a wooded city park in Philadelphia, at the bottom of a winding road, there's an old stone house by a creek. And if you ask nicely, Craig Johnson will probably show you around. He's used to people knocking on the door.
Or we'll leave the door open, and they just walk right in. It happens regularly.
Such is the life of a caretaker of a historic house. In this case, a house called Glen Fern. In 1747, a Quaker named Thomas Livesey bought the house to set up shop as a miller, and he prospered.
It went from 2 bedrooms to 4 bedrooms to 8 bedrooms.
There was a large barn. He had vineyards.
He actually sent wine to Benjamin Franklin when Benjamin Franklin was in Paris during the Revolutionary War to show that colonials were civilized enough to make their own wine.
In the mid-1800s, the city of Philadelphia started buying up land along its rivers and creeks, including Thomas Livesey's estate, to protect the water supply. That land became one of the biggest urban parks in the country, with dozens of historic houses. Lucy Strackhouse manages the Fairmount Park Conservancy's caretaker program.
We see these homes as really valuable assets for the citizens of Philadelphia, and we want to protect them. And one of the best ways to do that is to have people living in them.
But Glen Fern needed more than a caretaker. It needed a benefactor who could put up more than $150,000 to restore the house on top of a monthly rent. 10 years ago, Craig was looking for a new space for his business, designing nature center exhibits.
And I immediately drove to it, and I went, this looks really good.
It also looked really bad. The dining room floor had disintegrated into the dirt. Parts of the ceiling were falling down. The jumble of electrical wiring from different eras needed to be completely redone. It cost thousands of dollars just to do a historic analysis of the 17 coats of peeling paint.
So as you move throughout the house, the colors are very close to the original paint colors that were here 250 years ago.
Apparently, mustard was big back then. Living in such an old house has been its own adventure. He hired a medium to exorcise the 7 ghosts, he says, were trapped in the basement, soldiers from the Revolutionary War. The septic tank has to be cleaned out every 3 weeks for $200 a pop. He's hung heavy drapes across the doorways to keep the drafts down.
These are IKEA curtains.
And installed more than a dozen space heaters.
That was probably the biggest issue, the cold in the winter for me. I had to buy a whole new wardrobe.
That is Carol Adams, Glen Fern's newest resident.
On my 3rd date with Craig, he was going to make me dinner. So I drove down and down and down, but I fell in love with him and the land.
That was 4 years ago. Carol is a former teacher who shares Craig's love of nature.
My favorite adventure is our experience, our relationship with the snakes.
That's right, northern water snakes. They've named Ophidia and Serpentina.
We've seen fox. We have an eagle that comes by every once in a while. The occasional bear.
9 years in, Craig says he isn't sure the juice has been worth the squeeze financially. For all the money and time he's put in, he's not building any equity. But at 73... that's not his priority.
Whatever investment I do here, it's basically for the people of Philadelphia. And at this stage of my life and my career, that really seemed like the right thing to do.
And as long as he and Carol can manage the narrow stairs, they plan to continue their love affair with Glen Fern. In Philadelphia, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.